USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump met at the White House with the Senate's top Republican leaders over a vital COVID-19 rescue package, but hopes on Capitol Hill for a deal are souring, and there's increasing worry that the negotiations might collapse.
We've been negotiating in good faith with Democrat leaders in the House to extend relief payments. We're negotiating right now, and we'll see how that works out. If Democrat leaders put partisan demands aside, we would reach an agreement very quickly. In the meantime, my administration's exploring executive actions to provide protections against eviction, as well as additional relief to those who are unemployed.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is a key player in the troubled talks and is getting more and more frustrated with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer as the duo continues to add money to a bill that started off at $2 trillion and is now at $3.5 trillion. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A new book by former President George W. Bush will highlight an issue that now sets him apart from many of his fellow Republicans, immigration. Bush's Out of Many, One, Portraits of American Immigrants, will be published on March 2nd. Bush, who served as president from 2001 to 2009, has often praised the contributions of immigrants. Already smashing records, this year's hyperactive Atlantic hurricane season is about to get even nastier, according to forecasters. In the coming months, they expect to run out of traditional hurricane names and see twice as much storm activity as a normal year. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration upped its seasonal forecast, now predicting a far above average 19 to 25 named storms, 7 to 11 of them to become hurricanes, and 3 of those 6 to become major hurricanes with winds over 111 miles an hour. This year's forecasts of up to 25 was the highest number NOAA had ever predicted, beating the 21 in 2005. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine tested positive for the coronavirus just before he was supposed to greet President Donald Trump. DeWine took a COVID-19 test as part of the protocol to meet the president on the tarmac at Burke Lakefront Airport in Cleveland. Trump planned to tour the Whirlpool plant in Clyde, Ohio, before attending a private fundraiser. DeWine, age 73, has no symptoms at the present time. He is returning to Columbus, where he and First Lady Fran DeWine will both be quarantined for 14 days. DeWine is not the first governor to test positive for COVID-19. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt announced he had the disease several weeks ago. DeWine took some of the earliest aggressive action to combat the spread of COVID-19 in his state, being one of the first governors to close bars, restaurants, and wineries back in March. New York Attorney General Letitia James has filed a lawsuit seeking to dissolve the National Rifle Association, alleging that insiders violated the state's nonprofit laws by illegally diverting tens of millions of dollars from the group through excessive expenses and contracts that benefit relatives or close associates. The extraordinary move against the nation's largest gun rights group comes after an 18-month investigation by Ms. James. As a nonprofit registered in New York since its founding in 1871, the NRA is regulated by the Attorney General's office. The NRA quickly responded by filing a lawsuit in New York State Court seeking an injunction, claiming the Attorney General was targeting the organization for political reasons. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.